WDE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Lower gas prices in the works? Crude oil prices hit their lowest level in almost 2 months. Increased U.S. crude production and supplies may be helping drivers at the pump. Oil industry analyst Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy.
Well, the national average still does remain at a slight premium to last year of about 8 cents a gallon, but prices should continue to decline here in the weeks ahead of Memorial Day.
The government on Monday reports on gas prices. 6 months till the presidential election. New ABC News Ipsos polling gives Donald Trump a 2-point lead on President Biden amongst all adults. Fine-tune that to likely voters, and President Biden has a 4-point lead. A Santa Quinn, Utah police officer had curbed the 18-wheeler on I-15. At some point, the trucker pulled off, turned around, and rammed two police cars and the officer, killing the officer, the trucker, in custody. This is ABC News. Warren Buffett says he was fooled by a fake version of himself.
The billionaire investing guru telling tens of thousands of shareholders at his annual conference in Omaha that he recently saw an artificial intelligence video of himself and that the voice was perfect, giving fake advice. It was so convincing, says Buffett, he can see how people would fall for the scam.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A big screen take on a small screen classic is the nation's top movie.
With the star power of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, The Fall Guy was expected to debut at number one.
No offense.
I mean, some take it.
But its $28.5 million debut was nevertheless a bit lackluster and below expectations. The 25th anniversary release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace taking the number two spot, earning just over $8 million. Challengers comes in third, another $7.6 million in its second week. The low-budget horror flick Tarot debuts at fourth, earning $6.5 million. Godzilla Kong rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about raising kids to be smart about money. First, start with showing more than telling. Invite your kid to sit in on your budgeting process or whatever you do when you go over your bills. Second, try to make money normal. You know, talk them through your household expenses, your financial goals, answer questions they have honestly. Now, you don't have to do this every single month, but including them 3 or 4 times a year can really help kids get that, you know, talking about money is normal, having a process about it is normal, and that budgeting is a great tool for managing money. And third, tell them about 1 or 2 of your own money mistakes and what you learned from it. You know, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. And learning to get back on that money horse after you fall off, man, that's probably one of the best things we can help our kids learn. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Until next time, take good care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Blame It on Kane. Absolutely awesome. And at 10, it's Maxine Kevy with M-Shell. She has a chat with Iris Sunglasses out of Milwaukee. And I welcome King Cobra for an interview. But first, let's kick off your Sunday evening with the Maxine Top 10. The top 10 songs from Wisconsin bands and artists as voted on by you in our Maxine Radio Facebook poll. For the past 2 weeks, 7,000 apart has taken the top spot. Will they three-peat tonight, or will there be a new number one for April 28th, 2024? 2 weeks ago, this band debuted in the Maxine Top 10 at number 8. They sat out last week, and now they're back to kick off the countdown in style. At number 10, here are Jason and the Jazzernauts, and Makes My Heart Sway. It's the Maxine Top 10 on Civic Media.
Thank you.
in the Jazzernauts at number 10 for the Max Inc. Top 10 with Makes My Heart Sway. They are from Oshkosh, for those of you listening to Air Support, WISS 98.3 FM. Jason and the Jazzernauts are on Sun Goose Records, also out of Oshkosh, by gosh. Their new album, Sitting on a Sunset, is out now, streaming at all the usual places, and definitely worth a listen. It's really good. I'm Jimmy Kay. It is the Max Inc. Top 10. We're at number 9. I really need to send this song to Dominic from the Devil's Advocates here on Civic Media. He's from Milwaukee. He likes hard rock and punk. I think he would like this song a lot. Here is Hijack at number 9 with Milwaukee.
City's different than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head, pave the way to my grave when I'm cold and dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for
Milwaukee!
Coming in at number 9 this week and in the top 10 for the fourth week in a row, that is Hijack and Milwaukee. We have a date for the Hijack album release party, too. It's Friday, May the 10th at Four Seasons Skate Park. That's on West Mount Vernon Avenue in Milwaukee. It also marks the band's 10-year anniversary. Congratulations to Hijack. Welcome to the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. We have the regional spotlight artist on the way for you in just a couple of minutes. You know, part of my job here at Max Inc. Radio is to harvest all the music that you send to us, music at civicmedia.us. I'm also on the lookout all the time for new music, but sometimes I miss stuff. So I need your help, please. If you drop a red hot song, please, would you kindly send it my way? It would be a shame if I would have missed it and not played on the radio. After all, I would love to introduce your song on the radio by saying, debuting at number 8 in the Max Inc. Top 10, it's Would You Kindly, and Ain't That a Shame.
What a shame that they can't see the
feel it.
Top 10 with Would You Kindly. That's their brand new song, Ain't That a Shame. Checking in at number 8 this week in the countdown. They hail from Kenosha, Wisconsin, for those of you listening to WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Would You Kindly recently performed in the middle of Lancaster, Wisconsin, for the Launch Music Conference. And they were spotted at the Whammy Awards finalist party last week, too. And they're up for a bunch of awards for the Whammies. Album of the Year for their album Queen of Hearts, Rock Performer of the Year, New Artist of the Year, and Rock Album of the Year. And look at this. They're playing in Madison Thursday night at the Rigby with Where is the Key and Ember Rise. And they'll be in Green Bay at Jamrock on Saturday, May the 4th as well. Our next artist in the Max Inc. Top 10 is from Osseo, Wisconsin, in beautiful Trempealeau County. He's also a podcaster and radio host for HWHR Radio, and he is the host of the Neighbors Podcast. And word is on the street, if I don't get my act together here, he could be replacing me soon here at Max Inc. Radio. Coming in at number 7 in the Max Inc. Top 10, it's Brian Bethke, and I'll Be Okay.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape,
I'll be okay.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Guess what I'm thinking, and answered for he could respond. Said no clothes seemed to fit, and I'd hate if they did, and all our best friends had moved on. Bird knows its cage just gets more cramped with age. It's a good thing we're humans, he said. You know what I mean, some days I could just scream. You know what I'm thinking instead. Said, just take me dancing where nobody knows us and nobody cares who we are. I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band, find us that last neon light. All that I'm asking is just take me dancing. Just a water for me, Bud Light for my lady, and he shuddered when he said it that way. And despite years of practice, the rhythm he lacked was worth the price of admission, she'd say. One flip of her hair, same way that she used to, back when these old songs were new. I'll be hurting tomorrow, but it's so far away. One more before our curfew. Won't you just take me dancing where nobody knows us and nobody cares who we are? I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band. That last neon light. All that I'm asking is just take me dancing tonight. She's not on the shoulder, heading back toward the city. Radio murmurs and purrs. Here's one by request. It's Don't Stop Believing. It reaches for the dial that demurs. Back before bills and dishes, they stacked all their wishes. Us against the world, ain't that right? Takes her hand as she's sleeping, the top of his lungs, searching somewhere. Won't you just take me dancing where nobody knows us and nobody cares who we are? I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band, find us that last neon light. All that I'm asking, all that I'm asking. That I'm asking is just take me dancing tonight.
The Max Inc. Top 10 at number 6. That is Tyler S.J. and his brand new song, Take Me Dancing. That's off his new album, Long Bit of Weather. The new album is available right now on Spotify and Bandcamp. And you can see Tyler S.J. at Layla's Place in Neenah, Wisconsin on Wednesday, May 15th. We're halfway through the Max Inc. Top 10 for this week. Let's pause the countdown for a moment for the Max Inc. Regional Artist Spotlight. This week, we head down to Nashville, Tennessee, for an artist that's going to be coming to Wisconsin in June. It's Genevieve Hayward. Genevieve launched her career in her tiny hometown of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. She spent the bulk of her young life touring the U.S. and Europe before relocating to Nashville in 2023. Genevieve's 2024 single, Lame, was chosen as Lightning 100's Nashville's DJ Pick of the Week and earned her a final spot at the station's yearly Best of the Best Music City Mayhem contest. Genevieve Hayward will be my guest on this show Sunday, June 16th, along with Ellie, Joe, and Dano from The Cancellations, in advance of a few shows here in the Badger State. It's Genevieve Hayward in Lane, the Max Inc. Regional Artist Spotlight on Civic Media.
We built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick, start running fast. But we never ran, we just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to find a sliver of hope before I could.
On Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media, falling four spots this week to number five. That is 7,000 apart and Started a Fire. That song was number one for the past 2 weeks in this countdown. That means we will crown a brand new number one song this week. 7,000 apart, they have a string of Wisconsin shows coming up. You can see them in Edgerton, Wisconsin at the Anchor Inn on June 1st. And they'll be at Malarkey's Pub in Wausau for those of you listening on Bull Falls Radio. That show is Friday, June 21st. It's time for the number four song now in the Maxing Top 10. It's a personal favorite of mine this week. Falling one spot from their debut in last week's countdown, here is Cat and the Hurricane and their new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. It's the Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I want loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine alcohol in my blood? Is this the caffeine alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Fear of the past, I saw it in the eyes. Hurts in the morning, I thought that I could have it all. Love, caffeine, God, alcohol.
This week in the Maxing Top 10, that is Cat and the Hurricane and Caffeine and Alcohol. Your next chance to see Cat in a Hurricane is in La Crosse, Wisconsin at the Root Note on Friday, May 17th. And they'll be in Milwaukee at Shank Hall on May 30th. And then back to Madison on August 17th at the Harmony Bar and Grill with the Mighty Damsel Trash. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to the Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. If you have not done so yet, would you please download the Civic Media app on your device? It's free. It's available at your favorite app store. You can set your home station to Mad Radio WMDX, and you can take Max Inc. Radio anywhere you go on the weekends. And you can ask your smart speaker to play Civic Media by just saying play WMDX. Find more information and get all the podcasts at civicmedia.us. It's Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed. On the way this Sunday evening, we'll kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of Marta Hansen, plus Where is the Key and Eddie 8 Dynamite coming up, and we'll check in with Terry Barr and Barr Notes. But first, we're at number 3 in the Max Inc. Top 10. This is the fourth week in a row this song has been in the countdown, falling one spot from last week. Here's A Bad in Zen and Absence in Adolescence. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Absence of care, love question.
week on Civic Media. We are local music, coming in at number 3 in the Max Inc. Top 10. That was Abaddon's End and Absence in Adolescence. Your next chance to see Abaddon's End is Saturday, May 18th. For those of you listening on WGBW 97.9 FM in Green Bay, Abaddon's End and Chains Over Razors, you can see them at the Jamrock. Abaddon's End was also interviewed by M. Shell last week on Max Inc. Heavy. You can grab that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Our number 2 song in the Max Inc. Top 10 is an artist from Green Bay and making his debut in the countdown with a splash, Brad Bordini and his song The Strangers We Know. Now, Brad is a life coach at a business that he and his wife owns, Simply Carry. Brad is also a psychotherapist. I may have to schedule some couch time with Brad soon. I recently had a chat with Brad Bordini and asked him to break down our number 2 song of the evening, The Strangers We Know.
Strangers is about losing connections with yourself and partner and close friendships. And it's about replacing like blame and defensiveness with like safety, reassurance, and loyalty. And it's about letting go of distortions that happen in conflicts and seeing clearly what matters. And that's that no one needs to leave. And you just need to lead with love.
Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Tell me everything's good, then you go again. Off the rails, my friend. Like it in time and again. Said no, you know who I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. See the fear in your eyes, think of what I did. Memory fails again while I wonder how long to hold my breath. Till your feet touch the ground again, you're turning blue, you say. I said, no, you know I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. Reaching out, diamond. Never left you, my friend. I left myself back then. I said, no, you know who I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. I said, no, you know who I won't go. You know I can't help it. Back again, I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Bring the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. Come back again, turn and won't come back again. Won't come back again, won't come back again. Won't come back again.
That was your number 2 song in the Max Inc. Top 10, Brad Bordini and The Strangers We Know. You can see Brad Bordini perform live May 9th at the Lost Key Tap in Wrightstown, Wisconsin. That's with his duel, the Brothers Gunn and Kurt Gunn, and then again at the Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay on May 11th. Congratulations to Brad Bordini. We've got the top of the hour news and a double dip of Marta Hansen on the way to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, plus bar notes with Terry Barr. Be sure to look for the brand new poll on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page and vote for your favorite songs and bands from the state of Wisconsin. And then let's meet right back here next Sunday, 10 o'clock, is the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. Once again, folks, we have arrived at our destination for the week. It is the Max Inc. Top 10's number one song for April 28th, 2024. This artist is no stranger to the Madison music scene, but to debut in the top 10 at number one, that's pretty amazing. And it proves that Eddie Berth has a strong fan base. You can catch Eddie Berth performing at the Dancing Goat in Cambridge on May 23rd and at the VFW Daypost 7591 here in Madison on June 23rd. This week's number one song is Eddie Berth and Smoke From Your Gun, the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and her splendor. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and her splendor. You're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. Oh, but that bottle. God to be saved. Now I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I bet you I'm sure to have faith.
Bound to leave you and remember we're out.
visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you can save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. AB.